All right, today we are going to pray for the officials of Mentone, the community that's unincorporated, and Mountain Home Village, which is a suburb. And then we're also going to pray for the County Fire District. So we're going to learn a little bit about each of them and pray for all of them. The estimated population in Mentone is 9,255. Mountain Home Village is about 150. The crime grade is one of the best in the county. It's at B+, and they have very little crime. They're all in the B levels, and their burglary is only at 3%. Their poverty is low as well. The average is 15, and they're at 8. Instead of being run by a city council because they're unincorporated, they did get together and create what is called COMET, the acronym for a community of Mentone empowered together. And so they have fought for different things for their community, but they are still unincorporated. So they are governed by District 3, Don Rowe, County Supervisor. Of news about them, they did have a death investigation that found a female in Mentone and realized that they've discovered what happened to her. And Mountain Home Village is about 114 miles from Yucaipa, suburb of Mentone, but more in the mountain range. It has views, hiking trails, surrounded by pine forests. It's at 3,600 elevation, and it is a beautiful place that's a suburb. So we pray for those that oversee this particular areas. And we pray, first of all, for their history that has been struggling. They kind of lied about a couple of things in their past in order to try to get people to come there. And this is history. But they are now still unincorporated. We pray, God, that if it is your will that they be incorporated, that would happen. In the meantime, we pray for Don Rowe to oversee the things that are going on there and to continue to have the crime grade improve and that they would continue to see a low poverty rate. We also thank you that Don Rowe is over it, and we pray that she will use she and her staff to continue to help this community. Now we lift up the County Fire District that oversees 19,200 square miles of a region. It has 81 different facilities, 1,100 employees. They also oversee the California Urban Search and Rescue Team that has six staff and 60 highly trained rescue professionals. They also have, they oversee the Volunteers of Emergency Communication Service that use amateur or ham radio, and the Community Emergency Response Teams. These are volunteers that help out during a disaster. They also officially work on storm ready and earthquake shakeouts. So they prepare, plan, look at logistics, and look for ways to help in the event either of those happened, which you know we've had both. The elected position is Dan Muncy. He is the fire chief and fire warden. So we'll be praying for him and his immediate staff. Tom Marshall, the deputy chief of operations, Bertrand Washington, the deputy chief of administration, and then Kathleen Opliger, the assistant chief division of the mountain area, Scott Tuttle, the assistant chief of the South Desert area, Kelly Anderson, the assistant chief of the North Desert area, Grant Hubble, who is the assistant chief and he's over training and safety, and Mike Horden, who is the fire marshal division. And so we pray for each of these people. We pray for them to be able to commit to the things that they say. They have a commitment service motto of duty, honor, and community. So we pray that they would uphold that they would recognize each person that works for them, from volunteer all the way up to the fire chief and fire marshals and fire warden, that they would look at everything they do with that it's their duty and it's an honor to do what they do, and that they are serving the community. We pray, God, that they would also uphold their values of integrity, that they would do what is right even when no one is watching. We pray that they would show compassion, as they say that they would be kind, patient, and use comprehensive care above all else. We pray that they would be professional, serving with the utmost courage and dedication. And we pray, God, that they would use their value of service, putting others above themselves, and that they would fulfill their vision to be nationally recognized as a premier Fire Service Organization. We also pray for all their leaders that are involved, the elected, and all the ones that were appointed by the elected. And we pray, God, that they will do all of these things and more, that they will serve ethically, with authenticity, that they would collaborate well together and get along well with others, that they would learn how to handle customer complaints in a good manner, that they would train well. They would look at a variety of ways to be creative in trying to help us as their constituents and as the customers in this county, at preparing for storms, fires, mudslides, to prepare for even the potential earthquake that we know has happened recently in small levels, but if there was a big one. And so God, we pray that you would bless them, anoint them, grant them compassion. We pray that they would come to know you if they don't, and that they would serve with divine wisdom. In Jesus' name.